TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello everyone, this is Andrew again, and I'm here with another quiz for you. And I'm going to begin with a small apology, which is that I seem to have picked up a little cold. So if I suddenly splutter or cough or there's a pause, I do apologise now for that. But we'll do our very best. So, question one. A famous actor was born William Henry Pratt. I'd just like you to tell me who he is better known as. Question two. Flags. Two countries of the world have a flag which features a filled outline map of their country. Can you name either? And of course, as always, bonus points if you name both. Question three. What is the most expensive spice in the world? Question four. So, in the world of popular music, and everyone has their view on what that might mean, but what we all know is that many songs get reworked by many artists, often known as a cover. A recent review that I read of the 10 most covered songs of all time, can you guess or can you tell me which one came in at number one? An unhelpful clue is that it has been covered more than 130 times. Question five. History. I'm fairly sure that you will have heard of the Mutiny on the Bounty. Fletcher Christian led a revolt against Captain Bligh and took control of the ship. What I would like to know is where did Fletcher Christian and some of his fellow mutineers settle to hopefully avoid any repercussions? Bit more history. Back in February 1971, we in the UK adopted decimal currency instead of the very long used pounds, shillings and pence system that we had had for a long time. So much had to change for that momentous day and so much forward planning was needed. But do you know on what date the first decimal priced stamps were issued? Question seven. Geography. Can you tell me how many countries there are in the continent of Africa? I suppose I should qualify this one by saying I wrote this question in spring of 2026 and who knows what may have happened since then. But I hope that the answer holds when we get to it later. Question eight. It was in 2023 that we saw the coronation of King Charles III. For many of the population, this was possibly the first coronation that they have ever seen. Did you know, though, that two of the UK's or Great British monarchs did not actually have a coronation? Once again, can you name either or both? Question nine. Films and acting. Which very well-known English actress, and most would say a household name, played Van Helsing's granddaughter Jessica in the 1973 horror film The Satanic Rites of Dracula? Probably made by Hammer in those days, but that's something I don't know for sure. And question 10. More geography. Brazil borders almost every other country in South America, bar two. Can you tell me the two that does not have a border with Brazil? That's the end of our quiz. We'll be back with answers later. Thank you. Hello everyone, and it's Andrew here with some answers to our questions from earlier on. Question one, I asked you, what is the better known name as the person born William Henry Pratt? It was Boris Karloff. He was born in November 1887, and it was his portrayal of Frankenstein's monster in the horror film Frankenstein way back in 1931, which brought him the fame that we now all remember him for. Did you know that that film was his 82nd and he went on to make 92 more before he died in February 1969? It was his mother's maternal aunt, Anna Leon Owens, who recalled tales of life in the court of the King of Siam. That became the basis for the famous musical, The King and I. Well, there you go. An extra fact which could well come up in another quiz. But if you put Boris Karloff, we're giving you the point. Question two. Flags. I asked you, which two countries have a flag which bears an outline of their own map? It is Cyprus and Kosovo. The flag of Cyprus features a map of the island and two olive branches on a white background. The olive branches symbolise peace between the Greeks and the Turks, the white colour clearly being a symbol of peace as well. And the island's map on the flag is in a copper orange, which actually represents the vast copper ore deposits on Cyprus. The flag of Kosovo is blue, with the country's map and six stars. And in their case, the map is gold. And officially, the stars represent the major ethnic groups in the nation that include the Bosniaks, the Romani, the Gorani, the Turks, the Serbs and the Albanians. The shape and colour of the flag of Kosovo resembles that of Bosnia and Herzegovina. So, lots of flag facts. But if you got Cyprus or Kosovo, you're getting your points. Question three. I asked you about the most expensive spice in the world. Saffron. I'm guessing you might know this because if ever you've been out to buy some saffron, you realise that you get a tiny amount for a large amount of money. And it does seem to be getting more expensive. It is reckoned it can cost anything from $500 to $5,000 per pound weight. The spice comes from the stigma of the saffron crocus flower, and it can take up to 75,000 flowers to produce just 1 pound of the spice. You can understand why the price is so high. Question four. I asked you about songs that get covered by artists, and in particular, which one recently sat at the top of a review of the 10 most covered. It is, well, I thought surprisingly, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. The enigmatic tale has been reworked 131 times at the time of writing by people such as Joan Baez, Aretha Franklin, and probably any other famous artist you can think of. Beatles songs actually featured four times in this top 10. So it included Yesterday, Blackbird and I Love Her. And the other six I've not written down, so I can't tell you who they were. Question five. I asked you about the mutiny on the Bounty and where did Fletcher Christian and some of his fellow mutineers end up? Well, it is said to be Pitcairn Island, although some of them did get as far as Tahiti. The mutiny took place in 1789 and Captain Bligh managed to navigate back to England so he could set sail to bring the mutineers to justice. Some were captured eventually, but some lived out their days and descendants of the mutineers were thought to be still living on Pitcairn Island in the 21st century. Captain Bligh went on to serve as Governor of New South Wales in Australia in the early 1800s. But he returned to London where he died in 1817, aged 63. Question six. I asked you about decimalisation and when the first decimal price stamps were issued. Well, it was actually around 8 months before D-Day, as they called it. The 17th of June 1970 saw the issuing of the 10p, 20p and 50p stamp. Now, thinking about my pocket money in those days, a 50p stamp must have sent a parcel halfway round the world. But that was when they started. Interestingly, those stamps were very unusual, because at the time we switched to decimal currency in 1971, a first-class stamp was just 3p. And that was a big increase from the pre-decimal price of 5 old pence, which was roughly 2p. So a 50% increase, one could argue. Did you know that decimalisation happened in the middle of a major postal strike, which happened from January to March 1971? Again, something you might want to remember for a future quiz. Question 7. I asked you about the number of countries in the continent of Africa. Now, I know this is a heck of a volatile continent with borders and boundaries moving and changing. But as I said at the time of writing in 2026, the United Nations recognised 54 separate countries. The largest by population being Nigeria, with, would you believe, around 224 million people. And the smallest being Seychelles, with just over 100,000. And 52 sat between those two, with varying volumes of population. Question 8. I asked about the coronation, and more specifically, which two monarchs did not have a coronation? Interestingly, they were both called Edward. And they both had very short reigns, which would also explain why that occurred. Edward V, who reigned in April to June 1483, and Edward VIII, who reigned January to December 1936, did not have a coronation. In fact, since 1066, when William I decided he wanted his coronation at Westminster Abbey, there have actually only been 38 coronations. Doesn't sound many, does it, for more than 1,000 years of monarchy? Question 9. I asked you about the very famous, well-known English actress and household name. Well, it's Joanna Lumley. So, most famous these days for Ab Fab and many other things that she does. She's done such a lot of TV and film that I could create a list that would bore you still. But that's the person we were looking for. And then question 10 was about geography again, and the countries that border Brazil in South America. There are two that do not border Brazil, and they are Ecuador and Chile. And of the 13 countries in South America, they're the two that don't share the border. 10 countries share a border, the third most bordered country in the world. And again, possible future question of what the number one and number two are. So we will save that for another day. Well, that brings us to the end of this quiz. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you look after yourselves and take care. Bye-bye for now.
DNF Soundings.